Accident which crushed his vocal cords, worked his way deep within the crime syndicate to help destroy it from within. To the underworld, his familiar rattling hiss is the voice of authority to be obeyed without question. Then a miracle of surgery performed by Dr. Benjamin Lee restored his natural voice, enabling him to resume his real identity. Now, as Philip Gault, aggressive young attorney, he skirts the thin edges of death, living his dual role. For as the Whisperer, he sets in motion the forces of the syndicate in Central City. Then, as Philip Gault uses his knowledge to fight the organized network of crime, which seeks to control the fate of millions in cities and towns across the nation. And now, finally, the double role that Philip Gault has been living both as himself and as the Whisperer has finally caught up with him. In order to protect himself, to keep the syndicate from learning his true identity, Philip Gault must pass on the instructions for his own death. And as he completes his call to the syndicate's hireling, Bolin, Ellen stands by, horrified.
Philip Gault, Lawyers Club, 7:30. Check. Instructions?
You will shoot to kill.
Yes?
Are you mad?
Why, do I look it?
Well, if I can believe my ears, you certainly sound it. I did hear you pass on instructions for your own murder, didn't I?
What else was I to do?
What else?
Ellen, I've been passing along the syndicate's instructions for years because it's the only way I can learn what their plans are. I couldn't suddenly stop unless I wanted to tip them off that Phil Gault and the Whisperer are the same man.
But this is you, your own death sentence. And all the things you've ever done has been pointed for this.
It was bound to come.
Working so desperately towards your own destruction.
That's all any of us work for in the end, Ellen. That's a defeatist way of looking at it. I've been trying to do something worthwhile, and I can't say I didn't know all the risks.
Oh, what are you going to do? You're going to pack for it to get out of the city.
No, Ellen.
Well, you're not going to stay here. This is no time to be heroic. We've got to get away. We've got a little time ahead, and we've got to make the most of it.
No, Ellen, I'm staying right here in town. And I'm going to be at the club and leave at 7:30.
I need a blueprint. I don't understand. I need words of one syllable to make it clear to me. Why?
If I ran away, then the syndicate would get after me in real earnest.
In real earnest? Well, what are they doing now?
They're only after Phil Gault. Maybe I can dissuade them from that. Maybe if the murder of Phil Gault isn't worth the price to them, they'll quit.
Like some of the others?
Yes. Like some of the others they've tried to eliminate and failed and then decided to let it go.
You got yourself mixed up with this rotten syndicate. Every time Phil Gault did something that stopped their game, they made a note on you. Now their notes add up to a book. And they're throwing that book at you. Don't you understand? They're going to kill you, Phil. They're going to be waiting outside the club. You'll walk down the stairs and they'll start shooting. They'll kill you.
Whoa.
Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Ellen, listen, if you'll give me a chance, I'll try to tell you.
All right.
Yeah, I guess I couldn't want any better expression of what you think of me.
You could have found out another way. Not this.
Remind me to try another way. Now, look. We had a date for dinner at 7:45 in front of Savini's restaurant.
You were planning to leave the club at 7:30.
Yes, they have their information right. They've probably been on my trail for several days. That's why I'm not going to meet you for dinner.
What's why?
The probability is out, they know about you, too. So from now on, until this thing blows over, we're going to have an enforced vacation from each other.
Oh, no, we're not.
Oh, yes, we are.
You can't leave me out of this, Phil. I won't let you walk into this thing all by yourself.
Who said I'll be all by myself? I'm going to lay a few plans myself.
With me?
No. Now, listen, sweetheart. There are times when you can talk me out of almost anything, but this isn't one of them. Now, this is daylight. The sun is shining. The things are real and bright and solid, and a bullet is a deadly thing.
For you as well as me, Joe.
Sure. I'm not making with any false heroics. I'm going to get as much help as I can. Where I stand right now, sweetheart, you're not going to be any help to me.
Phil.
Now, look, let's take it from another angle. Suppose I don't care whether you get shot or not.
Go on.
Suppose I'm only worrying about myself.
All right, go on. You're supposing.
With you around, my chances are lessened. I have to worry about you and myself, not just myself.
Oh.
You see?
Yes.
Now, you go on back to work. I've got some things to plan. You have a quiet dinner somewhere, and I'll phone you just as soon as I take care of Bolin.
Bolin and whoever else is there.
Well, Bolin and company, then.
You'll call me immediately at my apartment?
Immediately.
Phil.
Yeah.
I'll
be all right, sweetheart.
I love you, Phil. Phil, take care of yourself.
Sure. It's a cinch.
Phil left Ellen. He drove toward the civic center. He kept glancing in his rearview mirror to see if he was being followed, and apparently he wasn't. He parked his car across from the city hall and climbed the broad stone steps. In that section of the building that houses the police department, behind the door marked Lieutenant Denver's homicide...
Yeah, I don't care what the doc said. If he does die and we don't get to talk to him, it might mean somebody else will get it too. Yeah, just a few questions. Ramori will be up at the hospital. Okay, call me back later. Hello, Golf. What brings you here?
Busy, Lieutenant?
Yeah. What's the matter? Heat got you?
No.
You look kind of green around the gills. Getting yourself mixed up with some of the syndicate's activities again?
No way, Lieutenant.
Well?
Only this time, it's me they want.
What?
Me, at 7:30 sharp in front of the lawyers' club.
So they finally got around to you. I knew it.
Did you, Lieutenant Denvers?
Yeah, I've been expecting it. How long do you think you could go on playing potsy with that gang of cutthroats?
I was playing for big stakes.
Yeah. Gold?
Yes, Lieutenant?
I never did get around to really asking you. How do you get your information about the syndicate and their plans?
You never did ask me.
I'm asking you now.
Lieutenant, if I told you, that would put an end to it, wouldn't it?
Well, there's liable to be an end to it pretty quick now anyway. They don't miss you, know.
Sometimes they do.
I wouldn't want to put an insurance policy out on it. Well, Golf, you got a pipeline. Maybe it could do me a lot more good than you.
Sorry, Lieutenant.
Oh. But you want me to help you?
Yes.
You got a lot of nerve, Golf. I'll say that.
I have to have, Lieutenant. Will you help me?
A help for a help?
Oh. Well, thanks anyway, Lieutenant.
Bill, where are you going?
I can't meet your terms, Lieutenant. There's no reason why you should stick your neck out for me or use your department's neck either.
Come back here. All right, why don't you remind me I owe you something for the time that they were laying for me?
You don't owe me anything.
No? What about all the other times you stuck your oar in and helped me? And the department?
I didn't do anything I wouldn't have done anyway.
Yeah. All right, sit down, Phil.
Okay.
Got all the information?
Not all. Most of it. Where? When? Not how many will be in on it.
Usually two of them, aren't there?
Usually.
All right, we'll go over it. First, are you going to make any objections about any way that I want to handle it?
You're the boss.
Never saw you so amenable to reason, Gold.
You never saw me in such a spot before, either.
Oh, what about Ellen?
She's got to be out of this.
Good. First thing, you're going to wear a vest.
A what?
A vest.
It's kind of old-fashioned, isn't it?
No, not this one. Specially designed plastic. It's been developed recently by the Army. It'll stop anything up to and including a .45 caliber machine gun bullet. It's not very heavy, but you might find it a bit warm. Incidentally, were you followed here?
I don't think so. I came down to City Hall on business, too. No reason for him to figure why I came in here.
Yeah. Well, come along. I'm going to plant a setup around your place of execution that would hold off the whole North Korean army.
You know, Lieutenant, those are comforting words. I was never meant to be the gaudy type of hero. Want me to give you all the details?
Yeah. And after I get my men posted, I'll go over to that nice, cool bar in the Lawyers' Club with you and help you sweat it out till 7:30.
What will it be, Mr. Galt? I think I could use a stiff brandy tonight, Jim. How about you, Lieutenant?
No, thanks. Just one, huh?
That's right, Jim.
All right, Phil, now here's what I've done. We've covered every building within 200 yards. We've sighted every possible place where they could use a room or a rooftop or some other vantage point where a rifle could cover the front steps of the club.
You keep cheering me up, Lieutenant.
We've got the whole area blocked off. This is a net nobody could get out.
I don't think I'll be very interested in whether they're caught or not. I'm not around to hear about it.
Here's your brandy, Mr. Galt.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
It's all right. Well, it's a success. It's 7:20. Another 10 minutes.
All right, Lieutenant. I'll walk down the steps. Somebody will take a pot shot at me. Then your men will close in.
Phil, it's going to be rough for you. The first shot, you drop to the ground. You understand? You lie flat and play possum. We'll do the rest.
You know, it could come from the most unlikely places. A stranger on the street, a beggar, a man asking for a light. And the best laid plan.
Afghan or bleeding.
Oh, like poetry, Lieutenant?
Oh, I have my serious side, Phil.
You'd be surprised where you find poetry, Lieutenant, and classical music and appreciation of modern art. Right in the average home, Lieutenant. The average man, he's the one who has a special interest. He's the one who knows a great deal more about some particular form of art than you might think possible. Yet it's the average man the intellectual looks down on.
Hey, does danger do this to you all the time?
Do what?
Turn you philosophical?
Well, it makes me regret many things I haven't had time to do, many things I've neglected, too. But this is a different kind of danger, Lieutenant. This isn't like getting into a fight. This is more like deliberately putting your head into a noose, like starting down the long last mile to the gas chamber or the electric chair. I know what I'm getting into. In a fight, you get caught up, you lose your fear in action.
Yeah, I know what you mean. 7:25, Phil. But I'm going out and take my post.
Okay, Lieutenant.
And Phil, good luck.
Thanks. Jim.
Yes, sir?
I think I'll have another brandy.
Why, sure.
On your second thought, forget it.
Oh, whatever you say. You got a date, Mr. Galt?
Hmm?
I've been watching that clock like it was the last few minutes of your life, even while you were talking to the other fella.
Oh? Was that Jim?
Yeah. Like I watch it around quitting time. Seems like it just never comes, huh?
No, I was thinking how fast it comes, Jim. How quickly time flies.
Yeah, it's only what you're looking forward to, I guess.
Is that the right time, 7:30?
That's it, Mr. Galt.
Yeah. Good seeing you, Jim.
Me right in the chest.
That vest stopped the bullet, but you stopped the force. Spun you around.
Yeah.
All right, otherwise?
How'd we do?
Well, there were three of them, from what I can make out.
Get them?
Two dead, one wounded. We got them under arrest.
Hey, huh? They really were after me.
Okay. Look, I have to get back to headquarters, Phil. You and Ellen have dinner with me in about 10 minutes, huh?
Sure. But I gotta do something in my office first.
All right, I'll pick you up there, and we can both go get Ellen.
Right.
It's all over. Everything's all right. Lieutenant Demers had half the force out in front, covered every possible person, every window across the street and on both sides. He got them.
Thank God.
Had your dinner?
No, where are you, Phil?
At my office. It's all over, sweetheart. Now dry those tears. Lieutenant Demers and I'll be there to take you to dinner soon.
Take it quick, Phil.
As soon as Demers gets here.
Quick.
I can't even start if you don't hang up.
See you in a few minutes, Dad.
Right. Yes?
Yeah. All over, Galt.
You said it right. Did you really think you could get away?
Voice is familiar.
I thought...
You thought the cops got me. Well, me they missed. But I'm not gonna miss, Galt.
You are listening to The Whisperer, the story of Philip Galt, who skirts the thin edges of death, living his dual role.
Philip Galt,
attempt on Phil Gault's life thwarted by the concerted action of Lieutenant Denver's homicide squad, Phil returned to his law office to call Ellen and tell her. No sooner had he hung up the phone, however, than an unannounced figure came in and fired at Phil at point-blank range. As the bullets hit, Phil fell forward to the floor, shot out his arms, and pulled Boland's leg from under him.
No, no. All right, I'll take that now.
Let go.
Stop this. That's
going to be a lot safer in my hands. Now, park yourself on a chair. Two shots. Right in the chest. I can't understand it. How did I miss?
You didn't.
But this is a .38. You can't stop one of those and keep coming at me. Unless you're an elephant.
Maybe you were shooting blanks, Bowen.
You know me?
No, you know all about you.
Yeah. That's why you're going to be rubbed out.
It isn't easy.
I was there in front of the lawyer's club when you came out. You were hit that too. You spun around, but you didn't fall. What is it?
I got some questions to ask you, Bowen.
You seem to know the answers already.
Not all of them.
You can't get anything out of me.
Let's start with what I do know. I know you work for the syndicate, that you came to Central City from out of town to murder me.
You see? You know all the answers.
Who sent you here?
No.
Where do you come from?
It's no good, Gold.
The police can find all that out.
Maybe.
This is a .38, Bowen. Think you can stop a couple of bullets the way I can?
If you think you can threaten me with that, you don't know how much I have respect for the syndicate.
I know.
Then you better call your police. You're wasting time with me.
There are a few things I'm going to find out before the police get here. The first thing is where you come from.
You name it. I've been there.
Yes! See, I'm not a hero. I'll take advantage of you now that I've got a gun and you haven't.
Cut my wrist.
I'll tear it wide open, Bowen. I asked you a question. I'm not playing games. This is for keeps. It's my life. And I'm not worrying about yours.
There's no way out for you, Gold.
What's your hometown, Bowen?
I don't have any.
What's your hometown, Bowen?
Wait. Gold, they're going to kill you.
Where do you come from, Bowen?
St. Louis.
That's better. You see how easy it is?
They'll kill you.
Who sent you here?
You wouldn't know even if I told you.
Who was it? Cutler,
huh?
Who else came here with you?
I don't know.
What's that?
I don't know them all. There are half a dozen others.
Half a dozen? Cutler must have been real anxious about me.
You can make book on that.
Uh-huh. Were they all there at the club shindig?
No.
Who wasn't there?
I don't know. We don't know those things. Everybody operates by themselves, gets their own orders. All I knew that there was going to be three other guys there, too, to help out.
Two of them were shot.
Yeah.
The other was picked up by Denver.
I don't know who Denver's is, but if he's a copper, that's it.
You got away. That leaves another three of you loose.
You ain't got a chance, Gault.
We'll see. If I'm not mistaken, here comes the copper you spoke about. A guy by the name of Denver's.
Gault, I...
Oh. Come in, Lieutenant. Here's one of the eggs that dropped out of your basket.
I'm glad to see you picked it up.
Thanks to that vest you made me put on.
Huh? A special vest, huh? That's what stopped the bullets.
Check.
You'll need more than that, Gault. You'll need something to protect your face and head. When they get through with you...
That sounds awful tough. You all right, Phil?
Just peachy.
I came up here to take you to dinner.
You lose your appetite looking at something like him. Take him away, will you, Lieutenant?
Yeah, sure.
I'll give you a buzz later.
Right. Now, let's go, Buster. You, find out anything from him?
His name is Bowen. There are at least another three out-of-towners still on my trail.
Oh, then you better stick with me.
I can't. I'll keep in touch. I've got an important call to make right now. Personal.
Oh, Ellen, huh?
Ellen. She's waiting for me.
Well, with those men on the loose, Bill, I don't think you ought to take chances.
Now, be careful.
All right, lift them, Buster. Your heels, I mean. Let's go.
Long distance, please. I want to call New York City. Thank you.
Like that?
She... Hello.
only work. Homicide, please, Lieutenant Devers. Yes, I know he isn't there yet, but will you have him call me as soon as he comes in? This is Phil Gault. It's urgent. Yes, I'll wait here in my office for his call. Thanks. Hello?
Hello?
Denver's. They've got Ellen.
Where?
Outside the city near Sutter's Creek. There's a turn in the highway.
Yeah, I know where it is. Well, I'll take a couple of squads.
No, hold it, Lieutenant. I don't want to take any chances with this. They're holding her just to get me to show up. You stay where you are. I'll come by and pick you up. Maybe it's just the two of us go, we'll have a better chance to save Ellen.
All right, Bill, but hurry.
And near Sutter's Creek, 3 miles from Central City, in a small clearing near the highway, Ellen Norris kept an anxious eye on the road.
What's the matter, girlie? You a little nervous?
If you think Phil Gault will show up, you're crazy. I only met him once at a party, and he never even asked me out to dinner.
If it was me, I'd ask you.
What are we waiting here for? He won't come.
He'll show.
If he does, you'll probably be sorry.
I'll be sorry. That's a dandy one, girlie. That's a dandy one. I bet you were the life of that party. I am. Girlie has a sense of humor. She's real funny. You keeping your eyes peeled on the road, Al? Good. We wouldn't want to miss our guest when we made such elaborate plans for him. Would we, girlie?
I'm cold sitting on this log. If you were a gentleman, you'd let me have your jacket.
Yeah, if I was a gentleman, and if I was a dope. It'd be a nice chance for you to try and jump me and get my gun. Oh, girlie, just sit tight. A little while, the boyfriend will come along, and there's just a chance it might get pretty warm around here. For both of you.
This syndicate, persistent, huh, Phil?
Yeah. Only persistent is a polite word, Lieutenant. I can think of a couple of other words right now.
What's the plan, Phil?
They've got to hope they expect me to follow instructions to the letter. So we'll park a little way this side of the turn of the road. Walk the rest of the way through the woods.
Uh-huh. Phil?
What?
I'm worried about Ellen.
I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about them shooting her the minute they see me coming, either. This is about right.
We better split up. Take both sides of the road.
Not right away.
Got your gun?
Yeah. 38 I picked up. Let's go along here together until we spot their car. Take it easy.
I'm bushed.
Aren't you police officers supposed to keep in training?
Yeah, but I've been too busy to visit the gym lately.
And this will be good for you. Hold it.
Huh?
What is it? A car parked on the road about 100 yards ahead. And... What? Lieutenant, we just pulled the most costly blunder of our lives. Stand still.
I'm not moving.
You get a nice bright moon up in the sky. We're in a clearing. Anybody across the road waiting for us could see us here easily. Take his time and line us up in his sights.
Spotted us. Get down.
That's where that flash came from.
Across the road.
Yeah. That moon is a two-edged weapon. I think I see him.
We flushed two of them.
Yeah. And this is just what I've been practicing on the police ranch for. Moving target.
You got one of them.
I got both of them. They're both down.
What about Ellen?
There were three of them. The third one's got Ellen. He's in his car.
He's driving off with her. Let's get back to our car.
Stupid. Everything I do. The turn he took off Highway 22 goes on toward Sutter's Creek.
It's a bad road.
The car can't make too much headway.
Hurry, Lieutenant, hurry.
He's got Ellen, and as long as he has her, life hangs on a thread.
Got a big start.
Pour it on.
I will.
If anything happens to Ellen, it'll be my fault. The whole mess, everything. All the time she's told me to break away, not to get mixed up with the syndicate. I brought it on her. She didn't want it, I did.
Take it easy, Phil.
All the time she was worrying about me, not about herself. Worrying about me.
There they are.
We're gaining. Lieutenant.
What?
Moving target. You did all right back there.
Ellen's in the car, Phil.
Try the tires when we get a little closer. We've got to take a chance. If we stopped and used it for protection, we wouldn't have a ghost of a chance. This way we might.
Over this road and hit a tire? Phil, it's awful risky. And if I do, they'll crash.
We've got to take a chance. Catching up, Lieutenant.
Okay. Smith,
try again.
No, I can't chance it, Phil. If I hit
Ellen... Go on, any second he can kill her. Go on, Lieutenant.
Go on.
It's all over for real this time, sweetheart.
He's got it to shoot me.
Yes.
And then he started shooting at us. He had to watch the road.
That was the lieutenant doing the shooting.
Oh, that's one syndicate boy won't give us any more trouble.
Good. Now, come on, Ellen. Let's all get back to town.
Good morning, spaghetti, Lieutenant. It's delicious.
Some more spaghetti. Oh, Ellen. I'm stuffed.
Really? Well, did you pass those breadsticks, Phil?
Breadsticks? That's your second order of spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. And so delicious.
Oh, me. Well, looks as if you two will be eating here all night, so
one of us will anyhow.
Oh, I'm a growing girl. I've got to have my vitamins.
You will start growing. In the wrong places. Keep on eating like that.
Any complaints?
Not yet. Look, as I was saying, I got a family, so I guess I better be moseying along. Huh?
You're very thoughtful, Lieutenant.
And good night.
And thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, I can say it was a real pleasure. Good night, Ellen.
Good night, Lieutenant.
You know, Lieutenant's all right. Ellen, now that we're alone, I'd sort of like to get something off my chest.
Please?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let it go. But can't you wait till we get up to my apartment?
No. So, if you don't mind...
Oh, if it's that important. What are you standing up for?
To get it off my chest. This bulletproof vest is hot as blazes.
Phil Gault. I should have known better. Why, I thought you'd ever get romantic.
Is that why you eat so much? You know, the psychiatrists say some of us eat to make up for our frustrations. Here. Have some more spaghetti, darling.
Hello, New York. Central City reporting.
Go ahead, Central City.
Murder of Philip Gault failed. All our men killed or captured. Entire police department now alerted for Gault's safety. Advise we drop plans for further attempts at this time.
Under the circumstances, we have no other choice. You will check for further instructions with Spokane at midnight.
Spokane at midnight.
The Whisper is based upon stories and characters created by Stetson Humphrey. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Carlton Young is starred as the Whisper. Betty Moran is Ellen. Next week, listen to another exciting adventure with...
This program was transcribed. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.